Limiting free speech does not always quash unwelcome beliefs. France has more laws restricting free speech than any other Western democracy. It also has Europe's largest far-right party. In 2009, Nick Griffin appeared on Question Time, watched by 8 million people. At the time, the BNP polled 6.26% of the national vote. But in the first general election after that, not only did they fail to win a seat, but they fragmented in the polls. And last week it was announced by the Electoral Commission that the BNP had been stripped of its status as an official political party. Let me just finish the point. The New Statesman referred to the poor performance on Question Time as a factor in eroding Nick Griffin's popularity and the support of the BNP. To persuade those who may share the beliefs of the Speaker, we need to do more than silence them. We need to address the real grievances of those who may support them. We need to listen, we need to take note, and then we need to respond. I will give way.
Tulip Sudeik.
I thank the Honourable Member and my constituent for giving way. Does the Honourable Lady know that after Nick Griffin appeared on Question Time, in the 24 hours after he appeared, 3,000 people joined the BNP immediately after he had a platform?
It's important to have free speech and so that we have debate. So Nick Griffin's discussion at Question Time will have evoked a number of responses. Of course there will be people, when there is an advocate for something, of course there will always be people who follow them, and that may be a small minority. But what we need to do is put those voices out there in order to slam them down. And that ultimately is what has happened to the BNP.